Vassar grad Sophie McManus is getting great reviews for her debut novel, The Unfortunates. The book is being called sharply written, funny, and heartbreaking. It is the story of inheritance, influence, class, and power. The Unfortunates tells of pharmaceutical drug trials and Wall Street corruption, of pride and prejudice, of paranoia and office politics, of inheritance, influence, class, and power. Sophie McManus will be speaking about and signing her new book tonight at Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck at 7 o'clock, and it is a pleasure to welcome her to the roundtable this morning. Sophie McManus, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here.
Thank you so much. What brought you down this road to tell this particular story?
Oh, you know, there was no road for a long time. I started this book 10 years ago, and I was reading an essay by Virginia Woolf called On Being Ill, which is it's a great, great essay. And she talks about how literature is not big enough to capture illness and pain, that language is somehow not equipped for the job. And being young and arrogant, I decided to prove Woolf wrong, which in hindsight now feels ridiculous. But I started writing about a woman lying in a bed in a hospital, looking out a window, and I really just kept writing from there without any sense I was writing a book for many years, actually. And the deeper answer would be that a couple years before that, I was diagnosed with a genetic disorder that had me ill for a year or so, and so really beginning there, and then moving to the bigger themes of the book.
When you look at the bigger themes of the book, does it start? There's much of the story that takes place in a province town like place, right? And also, mm-hmm. of course, New York City. Were they instrumental in sort of guiding you as to how you would address those issues?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up in New York City, and New York is, you know, it's such an ambitious place, and it's a place where you encounter you know, extraordinary privilege and extraordinary lack, often many times in one day, you know. And so writing about the destructive power of privilege and of excess, I think really came from growing up in New York City and watching that happen. And then I wrote most of the book in Provincetown by a wintry ocean. And so so the other setting for the book just naturally evolved into a place by the sea.
The book certainly has a lot to do with what some have and what some don't. And obviously, given your background of growing up in New York City, was that always something that you were interested in, even obsessed with, of looking at that very delicate balance?
I think so. I think I was caught by that very early on, and really read through that frame for a long time. Some of my favorite books are books that are explicitly about class disparity and inequality. Certainly, starting with Edith Wharton and The House of Mirth, which I based quite a bit of this book on. You know, other wonderful writers too, like Jean Rees. Wide Sargasso Sea is a book I went back to too. With this one. So, yeah, I think for a long time that's really factored into how I think about the world, absolutely.
And this book basically has to do with an unraveling. And tell us a little bit about the story of that unraveling and what you wanted to tell and to use it as really a cautionary tale, although there are several within the context of the novel.
Sure, absolutely. So, the story is about a wealthy industrialist family that's really on the brink of financial and moral disaster when the book opens. And the matriarch of the family, Cecilia Sumner, is diagnosed with a rare disorder and leaves her her very posh life to join a drug trial that's in a sort of residential clinic. And while she's gone, her adult son, George, he is the true unraveler of this book. He's a bit of a monster, and he's a kind of combination of neglect and privilege. And he, in his mother's absence, produces a disastrous opera that is it's both offensive and terrible, both in form and content. It's a nightmare, and he drives the family into near financial ruin doing so.
Was it always your intention to write a novel, to do what you are doing and tell a story of such scope?
No, you know, I never looked up long enough to be so ambitious until the last couple years, maybe. I learned how to write on this book. The first 5 years of writing, I produced a lot of terrible sentences, and many drafts got thrown away. And I think it was sort of inch by inch and page by page. And then at some point, I had to admit to myself that I was indeed writing a novel and was in it for the long haul.
What was the original career goal?
Oh, I really didn't have one. I was floating around at a lot of different, very practical jobs. I worked in nonprofit, and I worked as a copy editor and writer for a little while, and I was a waiter for many years. I was not totally figuring it out in my 20s, which was really the inspiration for the third main character in the book, Iris, who is sort of passive in her life and has not discovered how to act instead of only receive.
Do you have to be beat up a little bit as the passive one before you get kicked into gear and say, okay, this is what I need to do?
Oh man, I hope not. I think in the case of Iris, the character, it certainly is the case. She's quite turned around by this new life she finds herself in that seems wonderful and then suddenly is not.
But you didn't have to go through that process to learn, okay, I want to be more active and less passive.
Not in any disastrous way like my characters. I think the plot of life is often less dramatic than the plots in books, but certainly the process of writing the book in some ways taught me what I wanted to do, which was in doing it. But writing takes a lot of sitting with failure and sitting with ambiguity and not knowing, and I think that was sort of the greatest thing I learned as a young person, and I learned it through this book too.
Your father is the former editor-in-chief of Time Incorporated magazines. Was journalism ever a calling for you?
It wasn't, out of sheer cowardice. I think the idea of having to write quickly and have it be good and do right away, I could never do it. I'm slow as molasses in everything I do. So no, this is... certainly related. I grew up with magazines in the house, and journalism as the paramount thing. You know, the news was always on. The newspaper was always read by everyone. So I think it influenced me hugely, but not directly as a career choice. No.
And in that slowness, how long did the novel take to write?
Oh, 10 years. It took a decade.
And of that 10 years, is it constant or is it going back and forth? And how does that work?
You know, I took a couple of breaks, but it was fairly constant, although I was always working too. So it would be, you know, mornings or evenings or weekends caught here and there.
So I assume the hope is that the next novel won't take as long.
Oh, I'm really hoping. I really would like to, you know, cut it in half at least. That would be great.
What has the process been of going out and talking about the book and doing events like you'll be doing at Oblong where you meet readers and discuss what's going on here?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's been this great surprise because, you know, you live with a book for a long time and you think you know what you're doing and you have a sort of mastery and expertise and handle on this universe that you, after all, have created. And then I'll go do Q&As at various places and the people who have read the book often have insights that are totally surprising to me and also totally correct. You know, it's breathtaking for the author. It's great.
Sophie McManus will be at Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck talking about and signing her new novel, The Unfortunates. It is published by FSG. Sophie McManus, thank you very much for spending time with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program and good to have you in the region.
Oh, thank you. A pleasure for me too.
Sophie McManus will be speaking about and signing her new book, The Unfortunates, tonight at Oblong Books and Music in Rhinebeck at 7 o'clock. oblongbooks.com for more information. Sophie McManus, again, is the author of The Unfortunates, oblongbooks.com for more information on the event tonight. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.